Hey astronauts, welcome back to the Digital Galaxy Podcast. I'm your pilot, Justin.
And I'm your co-pilot, Paul. Buckle up, because today in episode 45, we're discussing more meta news and some of their current legal woes. The information in this episode comes from Cleveland.com, CBS News, the Associated Press, Meta Company, MSN, and Business Today. Justin, so yes. Facebook has renamed their parent company, Meta, as you probably know. This has come with a lot of scrutiny and some controversy, of course. Meta is one of the biggest companies in the world, so it usually deals with daily legal battles. However, we're going to focus on some recently filed lawsuits against the big tech mogul. First off, let's start with the name change. What do you think of Meta?
It's hard to kind of come up with what I think they mean by Meta. I mean, Meta means a lot of things. I mean, especially, you know, with you saying that they're trying to go maybe like with a VR standpoint or, you know, kind of take this next technological leap. And I mean, Meta, in the context that I hear it most in my life, it would be in video games. Like, something is Meta, something is, you know, the norm right now. It's the most efficient, it's the best, it's, et cetera. So it's an interesting name. I could see it if you know, it takes off in the right direction.
That's true.
If what they're going for is, you know, groundbreaking or, you know, going to completely change the way we look at social media, then yeah, Meta is a good name.
Right. I think that's their aim for sure. So I guess it does make sense, like you said. However, the name has come at the expense of another company. Justin, go ahead and fill the crew in on how exactly they acquired that name.
Well, they did it illegally.
Awesome.
According to Business Today, a Chicago company named Meta Company actually owns the copyright and domain names for that new name. The Meta Company's founder, Nate Skulik, has issued a press release on their website, meta.company, and explained the whole process. So, quote, "For the last 3 months, Facebook lawyers have been hounding us to sell our name to them. We refused their offer on multiple bases. Namely, the low offer wouldn't cover the cost of changing our name, and we insisted on knowing the client and intent, which they did not want to disclose." End quote.
Yep. So they essentially tried to force this company to take their offer with, you know, while making a super lowball offer. I mean, obviously they couldn't even like cover the cost of changing their name and LLC or whatever. So that's great.
I find that a little scummy, but hey.
Yeah. I mean, obviously they're using their company's powers to, you know, shut that company kind of out of the market, which is very discouraging. And they knowingly committed trademark infringement with their new company. There's already been like commercials and everything from Meta. So like,
yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah, it is for sure.
Well, I mean, The real Meta company has proceeded to file the proper necessary legal actions against Facebook.
That's good.
As of October 2021, they've been battling their company's livelihood. The company's founder, Nate Skulik, adds, quote, they couldn't buy us, so they tried to bury us by force of media. We shouldn't be surprised by these actions from a company that consistently says one thing and does another. Facebook and its operating officers are deceitful and acting in bad faith, not only towards us, but all of humanity, end quote. It sounds like he's got a lot of aggression towards this.
Well, I mean, I don't blame him.
Yeah, I don't either.
Like, forcefully stole their company name. Yeah. And I mean, yeah, and they're harming all of humanity, which, you know, with the release of the Facebook papers and everything, it's not that far off, to be honest.
No.
However, it does sound like Facebook, you know, obviously has the money just to bury anyone and anything they need to, unfortunately. So we'll see how that legal battle goes on for the naming of Meta. But let's shift focus here, because there's a lot of websites, or a lot of lawsuits, I should say, to get through. These are coming actually out of the state of Ohio. Justin, fill the crew in on what's happening over there.
Yeah, so according to the Associated Press, quote, "Ohio's largest public employee pension fund has sued Facebook, now known as Meta. alleging that it broke federal security law by purposely misleading the public about the negative effects of its social platforms and the algorithms that they run. The pension purchased bought $47.6 million worth of Facebook stock in July, a few months before the Wall Street Journal published the Facebook papers. In October, after the articles came out, the pension fund was sold to some of those shares, worth $4.3 million at a loss.
Yeah. Going from 47 to 4.3, obviously, that's a huge deal. Yeah, the lawsuit that you're talking about states that Facebook purposely misled investors and purposely harmed users for the sake of profits. A Facebook spokesperson called the lawsuit without merit and said that the company would fight it. So we'll see how that develops as well. And there's actually one more lawsuit we'll talk about here against Meta. This one deals with their VR haptic technology.
Yeah, so HaptX, a haptics company, which is super cool, has claimed that Meta has copied patented designs for a glove that would let you touch objects in virtual reality. Facebook, now Meta, released a glove recently that can recreate the feelings of texture, pressure, and vibration. This is the next step into creating a metaverse. However, they claimed to be their early research stages, which has raised flags into how they have created such a product already.
I know, and it's crazy to see how advanced like some of this technology already is. But HaptX's CEO Jake Rubin says, quote, the core components of this prototype, including the silicone based microfluidic tactile feedback laminate and pneumatic control architecture, appear to be substantively identical to HaptX's patented technology. We welcome interest and competition in the field of microfluidic haptics. However, competition must be fair for the industry to thrive.
It's a good response.
It is, for sure.
According to MSN, quote, HaptX's accusations suggest direct patent infringement, which would lead to a lawsuit against the social media metaverse company. Although it is unclear what HaptX would consider a, quote, fair agreement, Meta has not publicly responded to these allegations.
There's a lot going on already. And I wonder if they changed their name just to, I don't know if that's a legal, like, maneuver or not. I really don't know. Yeah.
Businesses typically don't change their name unless they're about to, you know, completely rebrand. So,
yeah.
It's just the start of something, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
See.
Absolutely.
But that's going to wrap it up for this episode. Thanks for coming along. Please stick around to hear a message from our sponsor, Anchor.fm. Also, don't forget to follow our channels on Twitter, YouTube, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and iTunes. You can also find this episode in the written form on our website, DigitalGalaxyPodcast.com. This episode was created by Clearo, a social media app where you are in charge of your data and community. Check it out at clearo.app. Thanks for coming along on our journey, and we'll see you guys in the next one.